Wednesday, April 28, 2010. From Krumah Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brindavani Naidu. Making headlines, South Africa celebrated 16 years of democracy yesterday, with President Jacob Zuma offering a stark reminder that the effects of unjust apartheid laws still linger. Addressing thousands of people gathered at the Union Buildings for Freedom Day celebrations, he said that the effects of the Group Areas Act, which institutionalized the racial partitioning of cities and towns, was still in existence 20 years after it was repealed. Many still live in areas once designated for black people, away from economic opportunities and civic services, he said. This was one example among many that Zuma said needs to be addressed to ensure that people enjoy the fruits of freedom. He cautioned that in 4 years' time, after 20 years of democracy, government would not have sympathy for reasons advanced to explain its failure to make a difference in the lives of the people. Meanwhile, opposition parties, in their Freedom Day messages, urged South Africans to take a stand against corruption and empty promises. Speaking at Constitution Hill, Democratic Alliance leader Helen Ziller said that South African voters have the power to stand up against corrupt government officials who abuse their positions of power through their vote. European Union governments want to develop a global code of conduct for foreign investments in agricultural land in developing countries, according to a draft paper on food security. Driven by a sharp rise in global food prices in 2008, food security concerns have prompted major importers such as China and the Gulf states to invest heavily in African farmland to secure supplies. Campaigners have said that the EU's target to increase the use of agrofuels in road transport has increased demand for crops and fueled so-called land grabs in developing nations. EU nations will call for the development and implementation of principles and a code of conduct governing sustainable large-scale investments in land, said the draft paper, due to be adopted by EU foreign ministers in May. According to a policy paper on food security published in March, EU states will financially support national and regional agriculture and food security policies and strategies and scale up EU funding for comprehensive programs on chronic and acute malnutrition. The United Nations Security Council has suggested the creation of special piracy courts to fill a gap in the response to the costly attacks on merchant ships off the lawless Somali coast. A Russian-drafted resolution, passed it unanimously by the 15-nation council, asked UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to report back within 3 months on ways of prosecuting pirates, some of whom currently go free even if they are captured. Prosecution of captured pirates has still been hampered by disagreements over which country should try them. Somalia itself lacks a legal infrastructure to support trials. Options suggested by the Security Council resolution include creating special domestic chambers, possibly with international components, a regional tribunal, or an international court. Also making headlines, Police Minister Nati Mthethwa criticizes young cadres who speak out of turn. 6 months into his administration, Gabon's president, Ali Ben Bongo, struggles to implement his reformist agenda while presenting an investor-friendly international face. Defense lawyers challenge the legality of the war crimes case against Congolese warlord Jean-Pierre Bemba. And Rwanda denies there is a political crisis in the run-up to the August presidential election, despite the arrest of top military officers and an alleged clampdown on opposition and independent media. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krumah Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.